I think one of our main duties as a state legislature and a legislative branch of government is passing in a fiscally conservative and balanced budget, which I look forward to doing that again this year. There'll be some challenges along with that as we go forward, dealing with the Medicaid expansion that's going on, dealing with the COVID situation and the COVID concerns and the impact on our economy that goes along with that. I really look forward to working with the House Budget Chairman as well as the Governor's Office and drafting, preparing, and putting forth a balanced conservative budget to address the concerns in the state of Missouri from that standpoint. We have a AAA bond rating, which is to a great benefit of the state of Missouri. It allows us to do more projects with less cost than other states that are less fiscally responsible than the state of Missouri. And that really is a boon to our economy here in the state of Missouri. It gives us a competitive advantage to some other states, too, as other businesses maybe look at moving away from these less fiscally responsible states into states that are sound and stable, such as Missouri, which is really a wonderful aspect that we have in the state of Missouri right now. We've got some major industries that have been detrimentally impacted by this. The quicker we can get back to a near normal status, the better for our entire economy. But I think it's been handled very well by the administration here, and our response to COVID has been fine. You know, now we're getting the vaccine rollouts, and to those folks that want to take the vaccine, I think that's wonderful. It'll be great to have that available more widely and generally distributed to the general population as we go forth through the year, which again then gives us the opportunity to engage in a more normal fashion and once we get back to a more normalcy once again in the state of Missouri. As we have a lot of concerns there, we've got a bill that will deal with that, giving some authority to investigate election fraud, as well as trying to make sure that our election process is secure and sound and in securing the integrity of the elections. We do a pretty good job in the state of Missouri already, but there are some things, such as photo IDs, many of us have been supportive of in the past, yet the courts have ruled out of order, and so we need to come back and make some tweaks and make adjustments so that we can, again, provide that sense of security in our election process that I think the public so desires right now.